Funding uncertainties for a state agency that helps older adults. Details on a gathering to protest immigration enforcement policies. And a festival that celebrates one huge onion burger. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, May 5th. I'm Deborah Ashar. An organization that provides thousands of Oklahoma seniors with resources like meals and transportation is facing federal funding uncertainties. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the group is experiencing delays in information on what dollars it will receive during the next fiscal year.
Blair Shobe is the CEO of the Area-Wide Aging Agency in Oklahoma City, which offers nutrition programs, transportation, and legal services to seniors across four counties. Shobe says he normally knows by December how much money the group will have for the next fiscal year. He says he still doesn't have that information. Shobe says 85% of the agency's funding comes from federal and state dollars. He says potential federal cuts could reduce services that help Oklahoma seniors maintain independence.
Very concerned that we're going to get into a period where there may not be money appropriated or the appropriate money may not have arrived here in Oklahoma yet. So we're going to have gaps in all of that.
Shobe says the agency is communicating with the state legislature amid this uncertainty. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Hundreds of immigrant Latinos and their supporters rallied Sunday in Oklahoma City in protest of harmful immigration enforcement policies. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos was there.
We pick the food that fills our tables.
Hundreds of immigrants crowded Scissortail Park's North End to protest U.S. immigration policies.
As far as myself, I am an immigrant, and it's hard and scary to be out here today, but our voices have to be heard. So I'm out here not just for me, but I'm out here for my kids, my family, trying to build a better future, a brighter future.
That's Ivan. He only shared his first name because he's in the country without legal permission. Momentum for these types of protests is lower than it has been. This time last year, a crowd easily five times this size filled the southern courtyard of the Oklahoma State Capitol in protest of a law criminalizing anyone in the state without legal immigration status. Today, that crime is in effect, despite being held up in court for months. And considerably fewer immigrants showed up to make their opposition known. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Time is running out to get a real ID before federal enforcement begins on Wednesday. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports Service Oklahoma is offering extended hours and weekend appointments.
Oklahomans have until May 7th when Real ID enforcement begins. The Real ID, which has a gold star, will be needed for domestic air travel, entering certain federal buildings, and military bases. Service Oklahoma is accommodating Oklahomans who don't yet have a Real ID by extending appointment hours at six locations through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. this week. Saturday appointments are also available in May. Locations extending their hours include Chickasha, Hinton, Muskogee, OKC Classen, Stillwater, and Tulsa Eastgate. Appointments for after-hour slots must be scheduled in advance. Service Oklahoma says this is at a 44% compliance rate. While enforcement of Real ID goes into effect on Wednesday, people can still apply after that date. I'm Spencer Plato.
El Reno hosted its 37th Fried Onion Burger Day Festival and cut the ribbon on a visitor center over the weekend. Anna Pope was there to see what officials call the world's largest fried onion burger.
El Reno is the birthplace of the fried onion burger, and about 25,000 festival goers flock to the city for the annual event. This year, El Reno opened a filling station visitor center, part of the Route 66 revitalization program. People sauntered downtown while listening to live music and watching a massive fried onion burger sizzle on a heavy grill. Rosalie Winters was watching the El Reno Fire Department cut the huge burger bun and had other plans in the works.
Have you made it over to the bouncy area yet?
Yes, but I still haven't bounced. I have to find someone real quick so they can pay for it.
The fire department estimates the burger, condiments, and all weighed more than 800 pounds. After it was done, the burger was cut up and given away for free. In El Reno, I'm Anna Pope.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to the all-new Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.